Rural and mid-sized municipalities throughout Indiana are seeking ways to attract new visitors and residents, and with them, economic development. As WBAA's Taylor Haggerty reports, the Benton County town of Fowler spent Saturday trying to scare up new business with the help of an unconventional event, a paranormal convention.
A little less than 2,300 people live in Fowler. The town runs along U.S. Highway 52, just northwest of Lafayette. But still, Town Council President Linda Briette says there's not much outside investment. There are plenty of buildings in the downtown that could house businesses or people, but many of them sit empty. Briette says a few have even collapsed from neglect in recent years.
And it's a shame because they're awesome buildings, and all it would take is a little bit of extra tuck pointing and just keeping that up to date to keep those buildings standing.
One such building, the Fowler Theater, was nearly torn down 2 decades ago. It's now registered as a historic landmark after a 14-year renovation project.
People weren't going to movies any longer. No one was investing into its longevity. And in fact, they were going to trash the marquee or sell it if they could.
That's Dwight Sneven, president of the Prairie Preservation Guild. The guild runs the theater, which has single showings of films each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All revenue goes toward preservation. And Sneven says there are large bills ahead, including roof repairs.
10 out of 10.
This past weekend, the theater hosted a less conventional audience, paranormal investigators. Sneathan himself is a member of 765 Paranormal, a nonprofit investigative team.
So far, we've had groups that have been successful in coming in and leaving at least feeling like there's something going on at the theater.
So Sneathan tried to capitalize on that with a convention called Freak Out at the Fowler. The Saturday event featured free tours of historic locations, as well as documentary screenings. A ticketed overnight event included an investigation of the theater, the Old County Jail, and Fowler's local opera house for $50 a ticket. 45 spots were available for the overnight stay, 30 sold.
Something just went over my foot. What did you feel?
I felt just.
Tiffany Aiken is head investigator for 765 Paranormal. She says these conventions are growing in popularity, and her organization sees that as an opportunity to aid in historic preservation in places like Fowler.
Fowler has an absolutely rich and wonderful history, you know, and I'd hate to see it just become, you know, a stop sign in the middle of a cornfield.
Free tours during the day had about 20 people each, spreading the word about the desire to preserve Fowler's history.
We can move on to the next location, which is the old Benton County Jail.
Revenue from the weekend's events won't be enough to cover a new roof for the theater or repairs to the jail and opera house. But urban planning researcher Norman Walzer says highlighting local lore might be the right path to development.
If there's something in the community that makes it unique, that's really a good approach.
Walzer works at Northern Illinois University's Center for Governmental Studies. He says small, niche events like ghost hunts can bring more visitors over time.
If you have a variety of things, maybe each one is a little bit smaller, but you're basically attracting a broader number of people.
The city arranged a sidewalk sale for the morning of Freak Out at the Fowler, and about 20 vendors set up along 5th Street, but went back inside when the rain began. Though traffic increased, sales didn't necessarily flow.
This morning, it's probably been about 500% more than normal. So we are really delighted that we've had this much traffic.
And the lady next to us, she sold $11. She beat us.
That was Prairie Belle's boutique owner, Chrissy McCutcheon, and vendor Kathleen Comer. Town Council President Linda Briette concedes officials do struggle to advertise to out-of-town visitors who might come to events.
Unless you're driving through Fowler, you're not going to know what's going on. So we need to probably find a different way to advertise to reach out to more people.
Officials are hopeful the convention will come back next year. But neither it nor the sidewalk sale generated enough traffic to fund even the theater's roof replacement, which is due in the next few years. And the town must still find ways to increase population and secure business investment. For that, it'll likely need more than just event-driven visitors. For WBAA News, I'm Taylor Haggerty.